They were just mesmerized when Ode to Joy came on. Sarah and the other kids in the class too just stayed focused and attention. They had full attention. They were just, you could see the wheels were turning. Something was grasping them and was really profoundly affecting them. And they didn't want it to stop. And something was speaking to them. My daughter Sarah is wonderful and has I like to call it awesomeism, not autism. And she needs help with everything, daily needs, bathing. She can't say three-word sentences, but since she was two, she could sing whole songs, perfect pitch, and she could remember whole songs. And music really is the key to her learning. I mean, the first time I heard her singing and memorizing songs, it was amazing. And these are words that she didn't necessarily know the context, but we could take the songs and start teaching her the context. So this was really her four-way into learning. And so I've always wanted to bring music to her in a way where she could grow and learn.
What's it like for you as a mom when you see your daughter and how music transforms her?
It's very emotional. Most parents who have autistic children, just the smallest breakthroughs every day is just huge for us. And when we see them, it's so important for us to grab a hold of those and figure out other ways to build on those. And music is one of them for her. Program right now, there's 12 kids in Kelly Hansen runs the ILC at Ryan, and she is fantastic. She's so dedicated to these kids, and it has an autism focus at all range of ages. And in the small group, I'm hoping that we're going to have weekly concerts, and the musicians have generously donated, well, not donated, but they've reduced their fee. And so we're just trying to raise funds and eventually become a nonprofit. We're not quite there yet. But how we see it evolving is to become a nonprofit, and I've just been calling like this CU school. That's how I found the violinist and the cellist, and just calling other music organizations just to get them on board. We're building up our repertoire. We're basically adopting musicians, and I can see this, if it works, it will go into other schools, because there's other fabulous autism programs, and it's not costing the schools anything, and it's short. And so far the principal, Toby Basoff and Kelly Hansen, they just love it. And it's amazing. I mean, the last performance, Sarah and some other kids were fussing and fighting, and they didn't want to sit down. And as soon as the cello started playing, they all just came down and were watching. And at the end, Sarah was so relaxed in my lap, she fell asleep. Not that we want to fall asleep, but the fact is her body was completely relaxed and not stressed.
So is it like music therapy?
It is, but it's different, because sometimes I've done music therapy and it's wonderful, but sometimes even that can be a little chaotic, because you've got a certain amount of time to just squeeze a bunch of stuff in, and you've got a group, and some kids don't do so well with the group. But if you have a small group where you're all watching an actual performance, but then a part of it beyond the performance is the hands-on, it just has a different energy. It's not like we're trying to line up the kids and get them to all do the same thing. We're just, they're experiencing the music in their own way, and there's no expectation. I think somehow, you know, they say that the experts say it's about neurons connecting is what autism is, and somehow the neurons aren't connecting, and I just feel like music is in a way helping to repair what's not naturally happening might be really helping those pathways.